Welcome to the Booster Babes podcast. Today, we want to talk about an important and relevant topic, happiness during COVID. We are your hosts, Ezra, Chiara,
and Luisa.
All three of us go to the same university and started our first semester in 2019, the last in-class semester before COVID and the start of online classes in isolation. Today, we don't just want to talk about our own experiences and thoughts throughout this time regarding on-campus and online classes, situations at home, and the difference in social life and friendships. But towards the end, we are also going to discuss a little survey we conducted where other students could share their own experiences. Starting out with the most obvious point that I think all students can relate to, the shift from on-campus to online classes. Personally, at the start of the summer and first COVID semester in 2020, I actually really enjoyed going online because at first it seemed a lot less stressful and like I could split up the work according to my own schedule. I'm someone who commutes and I look forward to not having to commute early in the morning and every single day. The work itself was monotonous at times, even though I really liked the topics of the courses I picked. I also had a harder time focusing, especially since most of my courses were asynchronous, and there was just no one you could really talk to about your courses or have small talk with before or after class. I also missed the atmosphere of being in a seminar with your friends or actually interacting with different people. Missing out on a lot of aspects of student life and being isolated was hard sometimes, especially as the semesters continued being online. Not really having your student or private life separated and just being in your room studying, having online classes, etc., could be exhausting, especially given the fact that the workload in some courses was a lot more than it was in my class, in-class seminars. So as much as I thought I would actually like going online, I personally prefer in-class classes, even if that means I have to commute every day.
While lockdown in general is very distressing, living with other people in close capacity without a real way out can make the situation even more stressful. I still live at home with my parents, with my mom being in home office. This leads to tensions running high sometimes. Not only would the internet call ups from time to time, but because we saw each other 24/7, we would oftentimes fight over trivial things just because of the pent-up frustration and anger at the situation itself. I don't have any siblings, so it was kind of lonely for me because I didn't have anyone in my age to vent and talk to. Even though I often talked to my friends via text or FaceTime, it wasn't the same as seeing them in person.
To be honest, during COVID, it was very hard for me to keep up with all my friends and keep the connections I had before. My social life kind of suffered a lot. Since we started uni in fall 2019 and had like maybe 1.5 semesters on campus by now, I actually lost pretty much all contact with friends I didn't get to see in uni. I stopped contacting some of them after graduating school and kind of starting over with university, but even the friends that came to uni with me stopped talking to me after dropping out or going somewhere else, and I stopped talking to them at the start of the pandemic. Of course, losing friends is a normal part of life and actually happens a lot. It's a lot easier to lose the contact during situations like lockdown. Keeping up a healthy social life is so much harder in a pandemic and lockdown especially. Other than on the internet, perhaps, I would not know where or how to make new friends, as this was always really hard for me even before COVID started. All of this is a huge disadvantage for people who started uni, school, or a new job during COVID. They won't be able to actually meet new people in person and just see names and tiny pictures on their screens, which is obviously not ideal for anyone's mental health or overall happiness.
We actually did a little survey asking students of the HHU how they felt during lockdown and how their feelings changed once they were back on campus. 63% of the participants said that they weren't happy during lockdown, with 18% of these people even answering that they were not okay at all. 77% said that the lack of social interaction highly impacted their well-being and especially their happiness. Almost 73% agreed that being back on campus increased their happiness by a lot. We also asked them what they did to improve their happiness during the lockdown. 90% watched movies and TV shows, 72% read books and other literature and interacted with family and friends, 36% took to gaming and sports, Many people took up new hobbies like drawing, learning new languages, or even embroidery.
Personally, I would agree with the majority of votes in each question. I think in general, a lot of people weren't exactly doing great during quarantine and isolation, and used distractions and hobbies, so I wasn't really surprised and expected these results, since I pretty much agree and can relate to them. Especially the last two questions of whether the lack of social interaction impacted their happiness and whether their happiness increased during their time back on campus, over 70% answered yes in both questions, and I would 100% agree with that. That just shows how even though uni is about studying by yourself and doing your own research, social interactions are still important and can definitely impact a student's happiness and well-being. One of the hardest things for me was the lack of social interactions with my friends or strangers I met in seminars and lectures. The isolated situation of just being in your room and only focusing on the studying aspect of uni and getting your tasks done can be exhausting and monotonous sometimes. Studying on campus for me provides a completely different atmosphere, and I prefer not being stuck at home for most of the day.
What everyone should be able to take away from the survey and what we talked about is that maybe revisiting old hobbies or finding a new one, and most importantly, keeping in contact with friends and families during hard times to not lose those valuable relationships is important. A lot of people were not happy or doing all too well during the pandemic. This is honestly not surprising to us, as it reflects our own experiences and feelings. Things like movies, TV shows, and books aren't just a great distraction from what is going on around us, but also can become a family formed by fandoms. This concludes our podcast.
Booster Babes!
Have a great day, everyone, and stay positive while testing negative.